Again in court for the Justice Department. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A federal appeals court has halted the independent review of documents seized from former President Trump's Florida home.
Rejecting arguments from the former president's attorneys that a third party was necessary and claims that records were protected by attorney-client privilege or executive privilege, saying the law is clear. We cannot write a rule that allows any subject of a search warrant to block government investigations after the execution of the warrant, nor can we write a rule that allows only former presidents to do so. The ruling allows the Justice Department to move forward with its investigation in Trump's handling of classified documents.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. President Biden wants to make changes to the presidential nominating process. He's written a letter to the Democratic National Committee saying Democrats should move past what he called restrictive caucuses and embrace diversity in the order of the nominating calendar. He doesn't mention a specific state that he'd like to see go first, but notes for decades, black voters have been the backbone of the Democratic Party, and that it's time to stop taking those voters for granted. The Senate follows the House in passing a measure to end the possibility of a freight rail strike.
The resolution averting the strike received overwhelming support, with only 15 senators voting no and Republican Senator Rand Paul voting present, while the resolution giving rail workers 7 days of paid sick time off failed to get the 60 votes needed. The deal gives rail workers a 24% wage increase over a five-year period. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk for a signature.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The Supreme Court has agreed to consider President Biden's plan to cancel some student loan debt. The high court's leaving a lower court ruling in place, but justices have agreed to take up challenges to the program and have set arguments for February. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The ACLU says it may file a claim against a hospital in Tennessee after a patient's gender-affirming surgery was canceled.
The ACLU says their client, Chris Evans, was told gender-affirming surgeries were canceled due to a new hospital policy at Methodist Le Bonheur in Memphis. Evans' surgery was scheduled for the week following notification of this policy change. The ACLU says this is discrimination based on sex and that that violates rules that pertain to the hospital as they receive Medicaid funds. They say they'll file a claim with the Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights if the hospital doesn't respond by Friday. An email inquiring about the hospital policy change wasn't immediately responded to, but earlier this week, a local TV station reported the policy change was due to hospital employee hesitation at treating transgender patients. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The United Nations is asking its member states for a record amount of aid money, $51.5 billion.
Two factors are driving up the UN's costs, war and disaster. Humanitarian needs, it says, are shockingly high. The problems are piling up. Droughts in the Horn of Africa, floods in Pakistan, and war in Ukraine. 100 million people displaced as a result. All this in a world reeling from the pandemic.
We hope 2023 will be a year of solidarity, just as 2022 has been a year of suffering.
UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Martin Griffiths, he says current funding is less than half of what's needed, meaning agencies are making painful choices. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Bay City, Michigan's agreed to pay 1,000 $10,000 to a driver to settle a lawsuit over marking tires to catch parking violators. The deal in Bay City followed a declaration in August that a similar practice in Saginaw was illegal. The judge said chalking tires without a warrant violated constitutional protections against unreasonable searches. I'm Lisa Lacerra, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.